At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back, friends. It's hour two of ITL on Sports Grid. That is In This League on Sports Grid. Sports Grid all over the place on Sirius XM. Not us, but we are on Sports Grid Radio and the Mightier 1090 in Santiago. Thank you very much. You can hear both of us on there in all the places. Thank you guys for tuning in. After this next segment, when we take a short little break here, we'll be finishing up week 11 picks with the coin, with us, with our favorites. But this news just broke, Bogman, that broke for us, probably not for everybody else. The Tampa Bay Times reports that Antonio Brown obtained a fake COVID-19 vaccination card to avoid protocols. And we may or may not have known that for 3 weeks. You and I may. I'm not saying we did.
It's also
I'm not
a
saying
rumor.
We didn't.
You know, and AB
we may
loves-
have been given information from somebody that we alluded to for 2 or 3 weeks to see if anyone could pick up on it. But there it is.
And AB loves to fire people. And, then they get upset with him. So
question was brought in one of our rooms, which, by the way, if you're part of our Patreon, you can hang out with us while we do the show live. You can see us. Was that, is this worse than Rodgers? And I think we both unanimously say, yes, it's much worse. Will it be treated? It will not.
I mean, Rodgers did the I'm smarter than everybody in the room thing. So I'll say I'm immunized and let everyone think that means I'm vaccinated, right? Like that was his thing. But the NFL knew he wasn't vaccinated. So it wasn't like a evil underhanded thing. He was trying
but
to
do you
outsmart
think
everybody.
This it's will be cut. You think Antonio Brown will be covered by all the big J's on Twitter? Everyone will be tweeting about how reprehensible this is. Do you think we're going to see it all over that SNL is going to make fun of it? I don't think so. I think it's going to get shoot. I think it'll be 1/3 of the hate that Aaron Rodgers got.
Is AB going to go on Pat McAfee and talk about how he wasn't wrong at all? I think that's the thing that has extended Aaron Rodgers being a dumbass.
I go to that same hotel Zay Jones is about to jump out of.
I mean, look, also, you expect AB to do crazy-ass stuff because he's done crazy-ass stuff for the last 3 years. He fought his way out of Pittsburgh. He forced his way out of, Vegas. He, has been not a great contributing member to society. Remember when he had the mustache and all that stuff. Like he's just a crazy guy right now.
He's a crazy dude. And this had been a rumor, like I said, that we may or may not have known up for a couple of weeks, and Tampa Bay Times reports it, and it'll be interesting. It's so new, so we don't know where all the hatred will be, but I don't think it'll be as big as Rodgers because you know what? Everyone's a hypocrite in different rights. But there it is. That's that. We don't have to worry about that. We do have to worry about games.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
InThisLeague.com, that is the Patreon where you guys can kind of come and sign up today and join with the boys, Bogman and the Welsh. Ranks, group me rooms, secret shows, live streams, and the Deck Our Balls Christmas special, which is coming to you in December, where Bogman is going to be on a literal another planet. He is going to enter a different stratosphere. And who knows? All the secrets.
Me and my boy Elon,
stuff.
We're heading out.
Yeah.
Deck Our Balls.
We briefly talked a tiny bit about a couple ideas that we might go with. It's going to be a fun time. That's what it's all about. That's what our Patreon is all about. Creating a fun space with a cool outlet to get interesting things you won't get anywhere else. We have an ADP for baseball already for our listeners.
done a prospect ADP. Bogman's got his IDP ranks. Lots of cool, like, informative stuff and insane stuff. So come and support us. $5-$10 will get you in. So go and do it today, inthisleague.com. We'd be so thankful. We'd be like, yo, thank you. That's what Bogman does. He's like, thank you.
Thank you. That's what I do. That's my thing.
Uh-huh. That's how you sound, too. You're like, hey, yo. You kind of like, your voice gets quiet. You're like, hey, yo. You know, like when someone's like fake being loud, but they're not really being loud. Like, hey, be loud. They're like, okay. And you're like, you're not doing it.
There's one of those guys on, YMH who's like, stop calling me weird. I'm not weird.
But he'll say it like that.
No, he says it exactly like that.
Yeah, it's not yelling. He's like, hey, stop. That's how Bogman does. He's like,
they're like, why do you think he does that? And they're like, yeah, he doesn't want to wake up his mom.
He doesn't want to wake up his mom. That's exactly 100%.
Me and that guy are in the same spot right now. So yeah. I get it.
Yeah, if I asked Bogman to yell, he'd be like, hey, like that's the exact thing.
Yeah. Don't want to bother mom. You know,
we need to have a Bogman in his mom's basement like shirt together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
That would be a good one, right? Like, I'm just spitballing some concepts here. Like,
You're being so original. It's unbelievable. Yeah. The first thought I've ever heard of in my life. I mean, well, this is the first time I've ever heard this.
We don't need it to be original for it to sell. We're just, Bogman, we're trying to support the gambling.
No. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Deck our bowls for real. Let's go. Deck bowl season. Bowls,
yeah. We got to think of what we're going to do.
Hey, this is going to be a fun bowl season, man. I'm glad that you're in. So,
is there like a good bowl day?
New Year's Day is the best bowl day.
Okay, so. Because like, you know, I can't go nuts with like every single day doing stuff, but I could maybe commit to a day where if we wanted to do a...
No, you'll bet on every bowl.
No.
You'll bet on most bowls.
I'll bet on most of them. You're talking about
sitting and watching?
If we actually did like a deck our bowls.
Oh, you got to watch the playoff games. Those are the ones you want to watch.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll see if there's interest. We'll see if people want to... And unload their hard-earned money.
You know what we should do is we should live stream the UTSA bowl game whenever it is.
Ooh, that's kind of like our
guy
bowl
Frank
game.
Harris and Sincere McCormick. And
I love Sincere McCormick.
Zakari Franklin.
Dude,
yeah.
I wonder if Sincere McCormick has like a cameo. I want a cameo from Sincere. I love him. I asked Bogman. I literally like a week and a half ago, I was like, is Sincere going to be drafted? Like he's really good. I really like him.
He could.
Like, nah,
well, I mean, it's going to depend on what his combine numbers look like. And
I love
his senior
Sincere
bowl
McCormick.
Practices and also.
I want an autographed Sincere McCormick.
Frank Harris. And I benched him this week in my playoff, and I'm going to lose because I benched Frank Harris. It was the biggest mistake I made in CFF this year.
Well,
so I
whatever
also lost Bijan. You know, Bijan got hurt for the year. So
whatever the UTSA game is, I will 100% bet that on UTSA. I don't even care what the line is. I'll just bet it because I assume it's going to be close and I'll bet on UTSA. So, yeah, maybe if there's enough interest and people want to unload all of their hard-earned money, we'll do a little.
So our guy Chad said, I bet you won't bet on every bowl game.
I won't.
No, but will you bet every day there is a bowl?
That is a possibility. That is definitely a possibility. I don't think I've had.
I'm more for that. You're betting on college basketball right now.
I've only had
college basketball players right now. Do it.
Oh, I can't name you one.
See? There you go.
This is a Michigan kid.
Yeah,
Hamilton?
There is a Michigan kid. Yeah. There's a lot of kids that play for Michigan. You don't know one of them, though. So,
Hamilton. I did do some.
I bet there's some Smiths. And some Franklins and some Washingtons and some Jeffersons, all the former presidents.
Kennedy. Kennedy in
there. Probably some Kennedys. There are probably some Cortezes, right? Like, you know, we can go. I bet there's some guys named Mike.
There were a couple
basketball.
Duke kids that I was paying attention to. Yeah, you're right. No, I mean, listen, degenerate like through the roof. I would say like I have probably not bet a day 3 or 4 times in the last month. So college football season comes around, I'm probably in. But the whole point of all of it is I don't know what the cash flow is going to look like. So we need to make sure that we've got enough.
It is Christmas
time.
Yeah,
it is. We got them. Yeah, exactly. I got kids. Bogman doesn't have kids. I got kids. Yeah. I got kids to feed, man.
Yeah. I just have cats to feed. This guy right here. Captain.
Yeah,
that's it.
I'm like, all right. So do I bet on UTSA or does my kid get a present this year?
Here you go. Here you go, son. Here's your Sincere McCormick jersey. There you go. Game worn in the bowl.
Look at this.
This
cost
me $1,000.
This is a game used gambling ticket of daddy losing. So keep that. That's
okay,
a good shirt
Frank
idea.
Frank Harris signed it. So.
I like that.
Degenerates
welcome.
Degenerates
X. Something like that. Like a little DX. Something around there.
Now you're going too far with the dad stuff.
I don't know. It's possible I could bet on every single day. There's definitely, I think Chad said that's a minus 10,000. I don't think so. I think it's a higher, it's a higher possibility, but we'd have to earn the right to, unless I have a really good couple weekends that I might.
No, not family Haver Bogman. That's right.
Yeah.
No,
but if we did move
to a different state for him,
so. If we were doing a deck our bowls, we'd have to earn it for the people. We'd have to really show out and do something fun. So
we got to get our fake. We got to get tuxedo shirts, you know.
Yep.
And we have to stand the whole time like it's a real marathon, I think.
You know? That would be fun. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It wouldn't be that fun, actually.
You know, but we could have ITL members come on for the talent portion of deck our bowls. So we could have Captain Jack could sing an original song, you know. We could have Jeff just laugh for 10 minutes.
Okay.
That would be a lot of fun.
Maybe we do this. Like when we reach $50, Jeff comes on and laughs. And then when $100, Jack comes on and sings. Like that type of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. What else? Oh, you got something? Or you just like my ideas?
No, I'm trying not to say something.
Oh, no. What do you got? Put it in the chat. We're going
to
get going.
No, I'll text it. I'll text it to you and Jesse here. So.
Okay, well... Well, now that we are putting ourselves under the gun for the next picks here, just be on the lookout for that. That's what I suggested, is we find a way to play one of the NCAA video games to play out for Deck Our Bowls. That would be like a really good thing. I will look into that. There's so many things to look into. We'll have a nice little get up and set up here. All right, we're in a weird transitional period. We got a break here in just a minute, but we got to get to the games. Just to remind everybody, we are picking our games as normal, but we got two additions. We are going to highlight the games that we like and we would bet on. So we're going to actually track those. There's no set number to them. We can pick as many, but just to prove the point. And also, because we're so bad, we're playing against a coin flip.
The coin is the star of the show today, man.
The coin. Bogman, the Welsh, and the coin is what we have going here. And the coin has already picked, what did the coin pick? Chicago in the over for the Baltimore game and Houston in the under for the Houston-Tennessee game, which I think both of those track with Bogman, by the way. So, yeah.
Yeah, the coin loves me. It's me
coin
and the coin.
Does. Coin does. The coin is fading the Welsh.
I love coins. Coin collector, all that stuff. So, love it.
Do you know I used to have a spoon collection?
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean,
it was my aunt. It was my aunt.
Right,
my aunt
in
had...
line with e-wrestling. Are you really telling
no,
us?
It's not. I don't have it. I don't know where it is. It's like 15 years ago.
What was your best spoon, Welsh?
I don't know.
Which one was your favorite?
But my aunt had like a big, just like a big mount thing where you could put them on. And she had spoons from all over the country. And for some reason, I don't know why she got rid of that treasure trove and she gave it to me. And I had it, and it was this big mount.
Do you still, like, where are they?
I have no idea. I'm telling you, I don't have no clue where it is. It's probably 15 years ago, but I never had, like, a coin collection or anything like that. But I had a spoon collection from all around the country. I bet, lost that investment. I bet that was a pretty big penny, literal pennies. I just didn't know if you had anything. Do you have anything?
I mean, it'd probably be better if you melted them down and sold them as silver chunks.
They might have been. Yeah, they might have been decent silver. All right, well, let's go to break. We come back. We're going to pick right back up. No time for a wasting. More picks for week 11. Bogman, the Welsh, and the coin right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and... littering and...
littering and smoking...
In This League.
Break it down.
InThisLeague.com and InThisLeague.fans. Both places available for you. The fans, though, gonna get you some merch if you guys want to check it out. Go and check it out today. InThisLeague.fans for shirts, for hoodies, for all the stuff and the things. Support your boys. It's not, believe me, it's not a big money venture, but if you want to be propping some ITL out in the wild, we'd appreciate it. We'd love to see it. Love to see it. I saw Prospects a Simple shirt out in the wild.
Yeah.
Made me happy. somebody saw Bogman's name and said, "Do you work for Scott Bogman?" And he goes, "No, sir. I am Scott Bogman." All-time moment.
Do you work for Bogman? So funny.
I am. Let's get into it because we have been successfully bullcrapping all show. We are back to it. Bogman the Welsh and the coin with the picks. Next up, you really got to listen to this whole show to get all the picks. That's how it's gone. New Orleans at Philly. Philly minus two. 43.5 is the under. It's kind of a pick 'em. It's a little tiny little sliver of a favor of New Orleans, but heavy on the over. So what say you, Boggs?
I think it's a favor to Philly, actually, the home team here, isn't it?
Did I say New Orleans? Yeah, Philly minus two, 43.5, home team favorite. New Orleans road is getting a little bit of the favorite, but boy, do people like the over.
I like Philly. I like New Orleans in this game. Now you have me all effed up here.
Sorry.
I like New Orleans in this game. I don't think Philly is that good. This is one I'm going to put on my card. So punch my card. I'm going to take the Saints. Look, first of all, did you see the that Trevor Siemian has been mistaken for a Manning brother because he looks a lot like the Mannings?
Does he have a big
type
forehead?
That into your Twitter. Trevor Siemian Manning. So okay. I bet it comes up. Someone asked him that in like his little, you know, media session today. So that was pretty funny.
Okay. Do you want me to play it?
You can play it if you want. Yeah, play it.
Yeah, let me do this, do the thing. Takes me 1 second. We will go to it. Here is the interview.
Anyone ever told you that you look like you could be like the fourth Manning brother?
Yeah, I have heard that before. Yeah. I'll take it as a compliment, I guess. I don't know, but yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah, I've heard that before. I'm Trevor Siemian. It's always.
And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Yeah. This guy ever been recognized? I mean, somebody
mistaken
you for like in New Orleans?
Yeah.
Not New Orleans, no.
Anywhere else?
No, I get a look alike, you know, I get that kind of thing. I don't get like, hey, you're Peyton, you know, you're Peyton or you're Eli or Cooper. I don't get that.
But Arch, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't. Hey, keep going, guys.
Jesus, like, let it go, the reporters. Like, we get it. They keep going. It's like, all right, we got it. Let's move on.
That's not why I like the Saints in this game, yeah. Because Trevor Siemian looks like a Manning, but I do like them. I think Philly's overrated. They did beat Denver in Denver last week, but first of all, we saw the business decision that Trevor Siemian or that Teddy Bridgewater made.
Excuse me.
Yep. And we saw that, and they lost their play caller on defense. Baron Browning went down in that game, and he has the communicator helmet. So they had someone new calling plays. There was just a lot going on in that game. I think New Orleans, much, much better defense than Denver. Philly has been kind of lucking out here recently. So I think that they stopped this Philly win streak and beat up on them. So definitely taking the Saints in my card, and I'll also take the over because it's just a low total here, 43.5.
Boy, I'm tempted. I might come back. I might put these on my card as well. Not yet, but I like New Orleans and the over as well, and I like both of them. I love New Orleans defense. The only thing that's hesitation is Kamara is back to not practicing, even though it looked really good. He did not practice on Thursday, which isn't the best thing in the world. The over also seems very plausible here. I don't know if I'm going to add either of them, but I like New Orleans in the over as well. We bring it to the coin. The coin with the flip. Heads is, what is it? Philly. Tails is New Orleans.
Yes.
It is tails. So it is going to go with, no, Orleans. That's New Orleans.
Yes, that's New Orleans. Why are you so confused on this?
I don't know.
You're hanging me up on it today.
I'm sorry.
New Orleans.
All right. So. And then over, under. Heads is over. Tails is under. It's going so under.
Tails.
All right. Under.
All right. So it's the first one. It didn't follow me with both, but we got New Orleans, which is
we
what
got
I
it.
Really like.
Next up is the Miami Dolphins at the New York Jets. Miami is a 3-point favorite. 44.5 is the over. It is heavy money on Miami and the over.
Let's punch the card again. I'm going to take the Dolphins on the road. And the big reason why I'm doing that is because the Jets are stupidly starting the former elite Joe Flacco in this game. You don't have a lot to play for if you're the Jets. So why not give Josh Johnson a look? Why not give Mike White another try? We know Zach Wilson isn't good enough. There's another funny thing I saw on Twitter, by the way. It was like a 12-year-old kid throwing footballs, and someone was like, Zach Wilson's almost good to go, you know.
And you Zach Wilson quote tweeted it.
Yeah, he played along. That's funny. He knows he looks like he's 11 years old.
He's so glad that that's the meme that people are focused on and not the draft one.
Yeah, that one or anything his mother has said on Twitter. So, yeah. But they're -3 in this game. We just saw them win against Baltimore. That defense is playing with some confidence. Tua is back to starting for them. So I do like them in this game. I'll lay the points on the road. I'll also take the over because this is another low total, 44.5. Public is overwhelmingly in the favor of Miami and the over as well. So I don't love that I'm on the public here, but I do love taking the Dolphins in this game.
Yeah, you know, I got to be honest with you. I kind of wanted to take the Jets a little bit with, I mean, Flacco has the potential to just not make mistakes, and they've got some playmakers there, but it is tough. The New York Jets are also 2-7 against the spread this year. Dolphins are 4-4-2. So I'm going to go with Miami kind of against my gut, to be honest with you, but I like the over even more. 4-6 Miami is on the over, but the New York Jets 6-3 on over-unders this year. Really solid number for the New York Jets. So I really like that line. And I'm tempted. I might, you know what? Put it on the board. I'm going to put it on my card. I'm putting the Jets Dolphins over on my card.
Let's go.
Becoming official. Let's do that. All right. The coin time heads
What say the coin?
Heads for Miami, tails for the Jets. It picks the Jets. J-E-T-S,
on,
Jets. Heads for over, tails for under. It is going over. All three of us like the over, baby. Woo. I'm going to be so excited to break all this down after to see like what happened. This coin.
Yeah, I'm sure Donovan will love this part too. It's like we don't give him enough to track.
I know.
Like, I got to track the coin.
He's
now
already
too.
So my sick guys. Of us. He's like, yeah, it's been a long season, guys. All right. Indianapolis at Buffalo. Buffalo is a 7-point favorite. 50.5 is your line. Decent money on Buffalo, but crazy. Almost all of it on the under. That is where the public money is sitting. So, Bogman, what say you?
There's going to be some light showers possibly in this game, so it's going to be cold and rainy, which probably favors Buffalo, but I got to take the Colts. I think the Colts are better than Buffalo right now. I think Buffalo has the potential to be the best team in the AFC and go to the Super Bowl. I really do. I don't think they're playing quite at their tippy top right now. Colts didn't look good last week. They let Jacksonville come back on them a little bit. But I think if we get good Carson Wentz, MVP type of Carson Wentz, they could win this game straight up. So I think it's going to be maybe a field goal game. So give me the Colts in this one. I'll also take the under just because 50.5 is a lot. So I'll take the Colts in the under, but I'm not that this one definitely is not going on my card at all.
Yeah, I don't. There's so much to this. Both teams over 500 against the spread. I felt like Buffalo really turned that corner. Indianapolis is, if I remember correctly, it's their secondary that's been more of a problem against their rush defense. And I think that works in favor of Buffalo. If it's rain, it does favor Buffalo a bit, except if the rain takes you to the ground. That's going to be in favor of the Colts if it goes
to
Jonathan
Taylor. Yeah, but the Colts play indoors is kind of my thought.
No, I get that, but Buffalo's turf is like a field turf, so it's not any different. The turf is the same thing, so I really don't think that matters, especially if you hand it off to Jonathan Taylor. It's just a good Buffalo defense overall. The way it helps Buffalo is if they play it short, and Josh Allen is running the ball around himself, throwing short passes, which is good for this team. And, you know, Dawson Knox, get Zach Moss involved. It's actually making me think I might really like whatever Josh Allen's rushing prop is this week. I am going to go Buffalo. I'm going to take Buffalo, and I'm going to go with the under because of the weather as well. That leaves some questions a little bit dicey. And the under is hard to take Buffalo, but this still could go, you know, let's go 28-17.
So
I think it still plays.
Rain will generally favor a passing offense because, yes, while sometimes a wide receiver will slip, also sometimes a corner slips. So
very good.
I think if you're going to take Buffalo, you should probably take the over, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take the under. I'm
okay. All right. I wasn't trying to convince you. I was just trying to logic you. That's
the
all,
coin so. Heads for Buffalo, tails for Indianapolis. Going with Buffalo.
Buffalo
coin, coming with me. Heads for over, tails for under. The coin going over, fading the public. The coin is. Ooh, coin. I love your breakdown.
Coin is opposite of me in this game. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that. The coin's hot. Detroit at Cleveland. Cleveland is an 11.5 point favorite. 43.5 is the line. Lots of money on Detroit. Decent money on the under. You and I said this on the In the Sig Fantasy Football Podcast. There is no chance either one of us were going to consider Cleveland with how banged up they are. Chubb is still dealing with his stuff. He might be out there, but he's dealing. Baker Mayfield said he's never been more banged up. We both said we'd take Detroit, and we're both taking Detroit plus the points, 11.5.
Put it on my card, and it went.
Put it on your card.
Put it on a
Wow, let's go.
It jumped up 1.5, and the under came down 1.5 as well because Jared Goff didn't practice on Thursday. Most likely going to get Tim Boyle in this game. I don't care. I don't think Tim Boyle is much of a knockoff of Jared Goff, and he's going to get to practice with the ones all week. I think it's going to be fine. Cleveland is too beat up to depend on. This is just too big of a line for Cleveland to cover, I think. I mean, this could be the week that, you know, Detroit scores no points and gets shut out. It wouldn't be the most shocking thing in the world, but I like Detroit in this game. They play hard every single week.
You want to hear a crazy line?
Campbell at least has them, you know, at least has them playing hard.
Here's a crazy stat. Detroit 0-8-1, but they're 5-4 against the spread. They're over 500 against the spread. Over-unders don't play too well for them. They're only 3-6. The Cleveland Browns are 5-5 against the spread, but they're 6-4 on over-unders. I am going to go with you. And when we come back, we're going to play the coin right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
I'm Welsh, that's Bogman. It's In This League, and it is pick'em time. We continue with our picks with the new added edition of our favorite picks, which we're going to track, and the coin, the ultimate fade option. Literally in the gambling world, unless you're the Messiah, we are going to flip a coin and see how it does against us. And we both know the brutal truth. It's probably going to be well over 500 on both sides. You know it is. You just know it is. Where do we leave off? We left off at Detroit, Cleveland. You are taking Detroit in the under. I am going to take Detroit in the over on this one because of those points. The coin is up. The coin heads will be the Browns. Tails will be the Lions. The flip. Going with the Browns.
All right.
All right. Coin likes the Browns. Heads over, tails under. It's going with the under. I mean, that's a pretty
under.
Kind of a chalky play.
That's 21 zip. You know, that's yeah. How you're getting to that right there.
It might get there. So that is the coin play. Green Bay at Minnesota. Green Bay is a 1.5-point road favorite. I mean, it's practically a pick 'em at that point. 47.5 is the line. It's relatively pick'em as far as cash goes, but people really like the over in the potential shootout, if you want to call it that. Green Bay going to be without Aaron Jones, but they do have A.J. Dillon. This, to me, Boggs, actually feels, even though there's some of the best wide receivers in the game, this feels like a game where both teams just try to shove A.J. Dillon and Dalvin Cook down the throat. And it could be a possession time issue, which worries me about the over, but what say you?
Yeah, I don't like this game a lot. I mean, I'm going to enjoy watching it. But I just think that for whatever reason, when the lights are on bright, Kirk Cousins tends to choke. So I think Green Bay gets up. Then I think we see good Kirk Cousins in the comeback. But I think only 1.5. I'm going to stick with Green Bay in this game. And I'm also going to take the over because I think this one backdoors.
Maybe you like Green Bay first half -1. It's +110 for Green
Bay. I really like that. Yeah, that's a really good bet, I think.
Yeah, so. -1 is +110 on some of the books. And the over-under looks like it's 23 in the first half if you wanted to play the half. So you're taking, what'd you say, Green Bay in the over?
Green Bay in the over, but I don't love it.
I'm going to take Green Bay in the under because I think this could be a 20-plus carry game for A.J. Dillon. Little bit of maintenance on the clock. And, yeah, like you said, like Kirk Cousins can struggle a little bit. I'm going to go with the under on this, but I'm also going to take Green Bay. I almost like Green Bay to the point where I want to put it on the card, but I'm not going to quite do it. So let's get to the coin. We are going to have Green Bay as heads and Minnesota as tails. The flip, it's going Minnesota. It's going with the home team. Minnesota, heads is the over and tails is the under. It wants the over, so it's going Minnesota and the over. it having opposite picks of ours is really worrying me, Boggs. It really, really is. Next up, Washington at Carolina. Carolina is a 3-point home favorite. The over-under is 43. It's a dead split between the games, but the money is on the over.
This is another game I would not bet at all. I'll take the home team, Carolina. Cam Newton seems to have the team playing inspired there. They're obviously happy to have him over Darnold or Walker. So since he's going to start this week, I think they're going to push a little bit harder. But we did just see Washington play a great game, specifically defensively, right? And so for that reason, I'll take the under in this game, but I despise this game. Public doesn't like it as far as Washington and Carolina either. It is dead split at 50-50 when I looked the other day. So Carolina, for me, I'll also go with the under because I just don't know who scores when.
Yeah, the defense thing is holding me back from wanting to. Like, I'm taking Carolina on this. I like Carolina. I really like Cam Newton coming back, but boy, that defense in Washington really turned around last week. Now, they did just lose Chase Young, which, you know, could be get them a little bit sleepy. They've also got an atrocious dude. It is second worst in football, 2-7 against the spread this year. Yeah. They're 4-5 on the over. Carolina is 5-5 against the spread, but they're 3-7.
Well, remember, everyone thought we're going to get this good defense from Washington this year, and they hadn't played well until last week. It took them 10 weeks to get it right. And then they played well with Montez Sweat hurt and with Chase Young going out for the year.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
I'm going to go. You got the healthy Christian McCaffrey back. I think Cam is going to be pretty good this week. I was going to hit the under. I switched my mind. I'm going with the over. I don't feel confident about it, but I am going with Carolina, and I'm very tempted to add it to the card. Let's go to the coin. Coin, let's see what you have to say. It is going to be heads Carolina, tails Washington, the flip. Oh, no, it's going Washington.
Oh, man.
Heads over, tails under. And it's going with the over. Okay. So it is another exact opposite of me.
Yeah.
Exact opposite of Bogman. All right. My San Francisco 49ers against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The line is 6.5 to San Francisco. The over under is 45. The money is currently laying on Jacksonville. And this is wild. 99% is on the over now of the money. I'm just telling you the exact line here. I got to tell you this. The very beginning of the week, I immediately put a bet on this Niner game, and I put it on the under, and I got it around 46.5. It has moved down a little bit simply because of the defenses on these teams. The San Francisco Niners can play, 49ers can play some defense, and the Jacksonville Jaguars, like you said, we've got to respect them. The 49ers are 3-6 though against the spread, 5-4 on over unders. The Jaguars, this is another big one. They're 4-5 against the spread, 2-7. On over-unders. The last three games the Jaguars have played have not reached 41 points. Furthermore, right, the last four games would not have hit this line. You think the 49ers are going to put that much on this defense? This is not that bad of a defense. I think the 49ers, it doesn't matter if Mitchell's out there, they are going to run and establish the ball. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to turn the ball over. I don't think there's going to be crazy scoring. I got to tell you, this is the biggest fade the public. I've already bet it, and I'm putting it on my card, even at 45. Put it back. I am fading the public under 45. I'm taking San Francisco 6.5, and I am smashing the under, regardless of the public, and that one is on my card. I now have three on my card. San Francisco under, the over in Miami and the Jets, and the over in Baltimore, Chicago.
Look, I'm gonna roll with you. Same picks, but I'm going to put on my card the Niners. I'm going to drop the... Lay the 6.5 against Jacksonville. The way that San Francisco looked on Monday night, they looked like a Super Bowl team. I understand Elijah Mitchell might not play. Don't care. Yeah, whoever can go in. Jeffrey Wilson Jr., Trey Sermon, Jamichael Hasty, Chris Welsh, does not matter. It doesn't matter. Debo would be their best running back.
I think he had five carries. He had five carries in this last game. He will absolutely
literally at running back. So I'm going to go with the Niners in the under here and put the Niners on my ticket. What say the coin, Welsh?
Let's go to the coin. I got to look here. Oh, everything froze up on me for a second on this book. I want to look. I'm going to refresh this. I want to look and see what the prop is as well. But let's go to the coin. The coin, heads for the 49ers, tails for the Jaguars. The flip. Oh, boy, Jaguars. I don't like that coin. Heads for the over.
The over, too, right?
Heads for the over, tails for the under. Going under. Jaguars and under? Coin, you are crazy, dude.
Crazy Brown.
You're crazy. This thing completely froze up. I wanted to see if any of the props were out because what? Okay, here we go. Let's see what props they have. Because if they have a Debo rushing prop after this last week, I would be all over that. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Unless it's like 40 yards.
Well, no, it's not going to be anything like that.
I think it'd be 15 and a half or something.
Nah, they don't even have it listed yet is where I'm looking. They have no Debo stuff.
You might
Kittle.
Not get that prop then.
They got a Trevor Lawrence one. I'll bet you it'll come out, but it'll come out super late, and they'll probably put it at like 9.5 yards, something nobody wants to take. All right, so the coin has spoken. I really don't like it. Arizona at Seattle. Arizona's a 1.5-point favorite.
Cincinnati and Vegas.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did. I'm sorry. Cincinnati at Vegas. Cincinnati is a 1-point favorite. The over is set at 50. Money is a little bit on Vegas and heavily on the over. What say you, Boggs?
Bengals coming off the bye, unfortunately. I will be rooting for the Raiders here for sure, but Bengals coming off a bye, I think, are better than a Raiders team that just got smoked by Kansas City. Might have got a little blueprinted as well. And also give me the over because I think both these teams are going to score, both play crappy defense.
I love Cincinnati coming off the bye. I love it so much. Put it on the card. That is going to be my fourth one. Since I mean, it's essentially just a pick. You're telling me I just got to get Cincinnati to win. Yes, they're on the road, which you don't particularly like, but you do like it that they're coming off of the bye. And like you said, I think the Raiders got exposed a little bit. Cincinnati is only 4-5 against the spread, 4-5 on over-unders, but Vegas, 4-5 against the spread as well, 5-4 on over-unders. I like the over as well. I like Cincinnati. I'm taking Cincinnati -1 on the card. We flip it to the coin. Coin, what say you? Heads is Cincinnati. Tails is the Raiders. Ooh, Raiders. Coin is killing us.
The coin is fading us hard.
Heads for over, tails for under. Under. Oh, man. Raiders and under. Major
influence on me, and I feel terrible.
All right. Plowing through here. Arizona at Seattle. Arizona's a 1.5-point favorite in Seattle. With Kyler Murray questionable, 48 is the line on the under, over-under. 73, well, I gave the exact amount, sorry. It's heavily, 73% on Seattle's. We're seeing this. It'll change. Over-under is about the same. It's a little heavy on the under. So what say you, Bugs?
I'm going to take the Sea Chickens at home, man. Look, division rivalry. I think Russell Wilson came back a week too early, but I highly doubt we're going to see two bad games from Russell Wilson in a row. So give me the Seahawks. And give me the under here. We're without Kyler for sure. We're without Kyler, maybe probably without DeAndre Hopkins too. Without Chase Edmonds for sure.
I think we're good with Kyler. We're no Chase, probably not Hopkins. Looking very good to be Kyler.
Right. I mean, very good. He's not going to be playing at 100%, even if he is playing. So give me the under as well. Seattle in the under for me.
Cardinals are 7-3 against the spread, but Seahawks are 5-4 against the spread. Arizona 5-5 on over-unders. This is a wild stat, dude. Worst in all of football. Seattle 1-8 on over-unders this year. That is wild, but it's a low line for two high-powered teams that now have Russell Wilson back. Give me Seattle as well. A couple points, and I'm going to take the over. So I'm going to go with the over, even though that is a horrific line. Seattle to play up. Both these teams are going to have to score, even though they're banged up. I think this is going to be slinging the ball. That's why I like Christian Kirk this week. The coin. Heads is Arizona, tails is Seattle. Fading, it's going Seattle. Or no, it's going Arizona. I'm sorry. It's
Arizona,
going Arizona.
Yeah, it is
fading. It is fading us.
Yeah.
Heads for over, tails for under. It's going over. So it's coming with me. Who's coming with me? The coin is coming with me. I think we can get one or at least one more in here, and then we'll have the next on the break. Dallas at Kansas City. This is the biggest over of the week, 56. Kansas City is a 2.5-point home favorite, which is essentially just a pure pick 'em here. A little bit on Kansas City, heavy on that high under is where the cash is. What say you, Boggs?
Chiefs are humming, so I'm going to take their offense and lay the 2.5. At home, and I'm also going to go with the over because their defense still sucks, and Dallas can get thrown on. That's the one good thing that the Chiefs do. So give me the Chiefs and the over.
Yeah, I'm going to join you on the exact same front. I was kind of not wanting to be honest, because I think Dallas is a great team, but like, it's hard for me to bet against Kansas City when they're rolling, and I feel like they have that confidence back to be rolling, even though we know that their favorite thing on the planet is to not cover games on the year. They are 3-7 going up against a 8-1 Dallas team against the spread. That's what makes this one so difficult. But I'm going to go with the home team as well, Kansas City. I'm going to go with the over. The coin, heads for Kansas City, tails for Dallas. It's going with us, Kansas City. There we go.
Ah, there you go, coin. Great job. Good work.
Heads for over, tails for under.
Oh, I want the under.
Kennedy wants the under. That is 100% where it's going. It's going
to be a defensive struggle.
When we come back, we have a short segment and two games to get through. Pittsburgh Chargers, Giants, Tampa Bay, Bogman, Welsh, and the coin. Don't go anywhere. Right here on In the Sleek. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
But nobody.
ITL.
Welcome back, friends. It is the end of hour two, which means I'm going to be going away in a minute. Casey Bubba is coming in for hour three with Bogman, but we've got two more games to pick. So let's jump right into it. Pittsburgh Chargers. Chargers are a 6.5-point home favorite. 47 is the line, Boggs. What say you?
Look, I don't believe it at all, but I'm going to take the Steelers just because for whatever reason, they seem to have the Chargers number. They went across country to play them a couple years ago with Devlin Hodges as a quarterback and ended up winning the game. I think the Chargers are a much better team right now, but for whatever reason, the Steelers beat the Chargers, unless it's the AFC Championship. So Pittsburgh and the under for me.
I'm going to take the Chargers. I still like this Chargers team. They've been sleepy, kind of like the Bills and the Chiefs were. They got right. Chargers get right. Pittsburgh, they're going to have Roethlisberger back, but I think there's still a lot reeling for this team. I'm going to also go with the under, though. It's hard to pick overs with Pittsburgh because this could get nasty, as some Pittsburgh games can. This could be a 30-7 type of game.
I'm kind of nervous to what the coin's going to say about this game.
The coin, heads for Chargers, tails for Pittsburgh. It's going Pittsburgh.
Yeah!
Heads for over, tails for under. And it's going under. Yeah. It is going with Bogman. Bogman is super happy here.
There we go.
Final game, Giants at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is a 10.5-point favorite. 49.5 is the line. All the money is on Tampa Bay in the over right now. What say you, Boggs?
Yeah, I told you I'm not going to take too many of these big lines, but this is the one I'm going to take this week. I'm going to lay the points and take Tampa Bay to get back on track at home against the Giants. I know the Giants are coming off the bye and Saquon is coming back and all that. Don't care. I think this, you get pissed off Tom Brady and you get a bunch of points from him. So give me the Bucks and give me the under. I just don't know how many points the Giants are going to score.
Ooh, you know what? I'm going to take Tampa and I'm going to add the over to the card. Ooh, that is a last minute add. Saquon getting back. I love for the Giants to score some points. Pissed off Tom Brady is going to not take his foot off the gas. This game is scoring some points. All the money's there. I'm doing it. That is my fifth addition to the card. Let's see what the coin has to say in our final setup here. Heads for Tampa, tails for the Giants. It's going Tampa with us. Heads for over, tails for under. And it's going over. Boom. Tampa in the over with me. Friends, that is the show for hour two. Hour three is coming up. All of our picks are in the books. Let's see if it's Bogman, the Welsh, or the coin coming up next week. But don't go anywhere. Hour three, Bubba and Bogman right here on In This League.